Morning, Coach. Health-wise, how are Ben and Trent doing?
They're doing pretty good. You know, both those guys have been able to practice. We practiced Sunday, yesterday, so they should be able to practice today as well. So we're hoping that they're available for the game Tuesday night, as long as everything goes smooth today's practice.
This being Ben's former team, how is he handling things and how has he helped you in your preparation, especially since this is your first game of the season?
Yeah, he's, you know, in terms of how he's handling everything, he's doing fine. You know, I think he's just looking forward to playing, you know, for SIU and having the start of college basketball. You know, obviously he's been a little frustrated with his hamstring, not being able to practice for the last 3 weeks. So I think he's really just happy to be back on the court. And then with the preparation stuff, you know, he's been able to help us just in terms of, you know, kind of, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, how they're, you know, how they play to their strengths and offensively and defensively. You know, I think they have a couple different players as well, and they've done some different things, I think. So, you know, with the first game of the year, the scout is kind of hard because you don't know what the team's been working on throughout the summer, throughout the fall. They're going to run a new offense, put a new type of zone defense in. So, you know, I think that part's been a little difficult. But, you know, for Ben, I think mentally and physically, he's just ready to play.
Are you planning to redshirt any of your freshmen, Brian?
You know, right now we haven't had that discussion with our guys. You know, we're going to evaluate here through these first couple weeks and then kind of have a discussion, you know, with our freshmen or with anyone else in terms of that possible scenario.
I know in your first 2 years you haven't redshirted anybody. I guess what plays into that for you? Because, you know, you see some coaches say all the freshmen are going to get redshirted. Some say we're going to play everybody. What goes into that process for you?
Yeah, well, I think a redshirt year is extremely beneficial for everyone in college basketball. And you see it. You see it nowadays with having fifth and sixth year seniors. And you see how much the experience helps. And you see it in professional sports. You see guys come into the NBA or the NFL and need a year to kind of, you know, get used to the terminology, get used to the speed of the game, the strength of the game. So it's definitely beneficial anytime you get a year to develop an extra year. And that's kind of where we would be at if we feel like a guy needs another year, or maybe he might not be in the rotation where he's getting 15, 20 minutes a game, and a year of development would help him, then I think that would be the conversation we would have.
And then last one for me, Coach, kind of a blanket statement here, but what's the Salukis' biggest strength and what's the thing that you feel you need to work on the most heading into this season?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think our biggest strength is hopefully our connectedness on both sides of the ball, playing as a team, being unselfish, helping each other on defense, making the extra pass on offense. You know, and our weakness, you know, I think just for our group and what I've been talking to them about every single day, really since the summer, is, you know, can we, you know, control everything we can control? Can we be consistent in those areas that win games in terms of rebounding, defense, taking care of the ball, and do it for 40 minutes. You know, in terms of the exhibition game, I thought we played a good first half, and the second half we didn't play as well. And when you go on the road, you got to play winning basketball. You got to have great shot selection. You got to block out every single possession. You got to make great post passes. You know, all those little things add up. So, you know, in terms of those, you know, toughness things and, you know, the winning basketball things, that's where I think we just need to be consistently at a high level if we want to be a championship team this year.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Matt.